In a time of absolutely no certitudes, the one I live my life by is, without writing, I am dead. I can certify this. Everything shuts down, taste, smell, and hunger. This does not mean I'm assiduously with pencil and notebook in hand, writing or bashing the keyboard with fury to get my inside out. It had never occurred to me that a life of writing was as demanding about a physical routine as a rehearsal for performance can be. However, there is a constant writing taking place when going in public transport and witnessing stories take place. I have two icons that made me consider the writing-life balance: A Tree in a Cyclone and Dorothea Brand's 1934 edition on Becoming a Writer, a great work that continues into multiple editions. For me, it revealed the preparation required before I started writing. I'd like to believe I've always been a serious writer, and that's been part of the problem. The problem has been writing from inspiration rather than discipline. It was not until I was in Mamallapuram by the southeastern coast of the Bay of Bengal and the cyclone had blown down a mature cashew nut tree. It looked like a man had stuck his head in the sand and the weeping black trunk like legs hopelessly stretched out to the sky as it had split in two. A rope was tied to give it balance with the coconut palm trunk some 50 yards away. 4 years on the rope it had been rained on, shredded away, but the bark is now sprouting new shoots and leaves. They have begun by the base of that bark standing upright and strong. Writing too needs a balance, both in its structure to convey the content as well as the life of the writer. Dorothea Brand gave me the stability of a prescriptive daily rhythm to open up the sources of my writing. Watching the tree being nurtured with a combination of the elements and human resourcefulness gave me the idea that for me, I need to come up with a menu that balances both me from my external environment and what happens in the space called imagination. Interestingly, Dorothea talks about food, what one eats the night before if you were an early morning writer, or settling yourself even for 5 minutes every day at the same time wherever you are and writing anything. The cashew nut tree also needed soil, which is natural to that part of the coastline. It needed water and it needed the elements. But importantly, it was the resourcefulness of those gathered around to offer the rope as a support to the ever supple, ever upright coconut palm tree. These ingredients gave me all the instruction I needed to ensure that whatever eventfulness or lack of it there may be in my daily life, I have to be attentive about the time and energy spent on resting and stimulating the body and mind for the stationary marathon.